So now, as you begin the conversation and you're controlling it and projecting, being a leader, and you're having that open space and your hands are visible, all of that is setting the stage. You still want to begin with that question, that statement. Before we begin, I'd just like to get to know you a little bit better and what's important to you. So before we begin, I'd like to just get to know you a little bit and find out what's important to you. And so that reduces resistance, and then that sets the stage for you to start to ask questions. And the first question is still that why question, to find out if they are a procedural person or a bottom line person. And as I mentioned in the recruiting program, as you start to ask these questions, as you have a conversation with the client, with your customer, listen for towards or away. Do they want to achieve something? Are they using towards words to achieve goals, want more? Or are they expressing things of what they want to avoid? Are they being very conscious? I don't want this. I don't like that. I want to avoid that. I'm concerned. Because those are key elements that you want to pay attention to, just like in recruiting, so that when you're presenting a package to them, you use those to help leverage their decision to push them or nudge them in the right direction. Because those are subconscious motivational drivers. They don't even know. You now discovered it, and you can add them in your conversation for you to get more yeses and for them to really look and hear your presentation in a way that is of interest to them, that will get them more interested. You'll be priming them to go and look in that direction. And so the question again is, so you work in the XYZ industry or XYZ companies. So out of all the industries in the world, why that one? Why the XYZ industry? That's the question you ask that will reveal if they're going to give you a procedure or a bottom line answer, and if they're going to add in some torture away. The next question you ask, and this will reveal their criteria. That's critical for you to understand, to then use when presenting the policy or the solution, the package to them. And the question is, and you soften it up by simply starting off by saying, well, to me, having this kind of program, this kind of retirement plan is important for everyone, any family. I'm curious, what's important to you about having a retirement plan like this one, an insurance plan, a retirement plan, a program? What's important to you? So that's the key question. What's important to you? Because as you say that, they will start to reveal their values. And you want to pay attention and dig a little deeper. Well, they may say, I know that I need this, and I want to learn some more about it. So what's important to you about needing this? Why don't you tell me some more? Well, they then will go deeper into what's important to them. Well, I want my family to be protected if anything happens to me, or we have two incomes, and I know if anything happened to one of us, it would be a challenge. So what's important about that? Well, I want to be able to sleep peacefully at night or feel good. And so sleep peacefully at night, feel good, two incomes. So now you're getting this may not be the answer you get. I'm just using this as a role play. However, if you didn't ask this question and you just present the opportunity or the solution or the package to them and not add any of this, then you're missing the connection. You're not making it magnetic and compelling to them. So when you get to the point of explaining what the program customized to them is all about, then you start to add in those key criteria elements. And this package, this program, will help protect your family, help you sleep peacefully at night. And in case when if something happened to you or your wife or your spouse. So now you add them into it, which creates priming and focus and interest at a deeper level. So ask that question. And then the other question you want to ask is, this will also reinforce if it's a towards or away subconscious motivational drivers that they have. The question is, so sleeping peacefully at night or protecting your family, what would that do for you? ultimately, what will that do for you? But even at that point, you may have enough information to know if it's towards or away. Because sleep peaceful at night could be going towards to achieve something. Or it could be in a way. It depends, because they may want to avoid staying up at night tossing and turning. However, ultimately, what would that do? Well, it will help me then achieve, meaning towards, putting together a program or something that will help my family. Or it'll help me stop worrying. That's avoidance. Stop worrying. Not doing this. Avoiding that. So ask that if you have that, just to reinforce if they're going towards or away, reinforce it by saying, ultimately, what will I do for you? Or what does that mean to you? What will I do for you? Or what does that mean to you? And that'll help give you some more information if they're towards or away. So that's the foundation of that question. And now you want to be able to then use your languaging. And we're going to go into the voice, because there's a way of using your voice when presenting an opportunity. There's also a way of using your voice when you're presenting a solution, a service. And I'm going to go through and explain some subtle differences and some enhancements that will help with that priming effect for them to hear and see what you're presenting and making it very interesting to them, to where they're captivated and it's a magnetic conversation. So thank you. Bye now.